You're listening to the Rawha, daily guidance for seekers with Sheikh Faraz Rabbani, who will be covering Imam Yusuf al-Nabahani's beautiful collection of 40 sets of 40 hadith of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, as well as Imam Zarnuji's guidance for seekers of knowledge regarding the ways of seeking knowledge, Ta'lim al-Mut'allim, Turuq al-Ta'allim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala Sayyidina wa Nabina Muhammad, Nabi ar-Rahma. وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا اللهم ربنا لك الحمد كما أنعمت علينا من نعم لا تحصى يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا من عبادك الشاكرين الذاكرين المعترفين بنعمك التي لا تحصى يا رب العالمين الحمد لله. We're continuing to look at these great 40 hadiths on the virtues of Iman and Islam by the great scholar Sheikh Yusuf al-Nabahani rahimahullah ta'ala. And we've reached hadith number 9, which is also related by Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the foremost of the companions of our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the question, whenever we read the names of the companions, we should ask ourselves this question, that to what extent do I know this companion? Right? Particularly companions whose names that we hear very often. Right? And even those who have only a fleeting acquaintance with sports or celebrities, even if they don't follow, they know some things about them, good or bad. But these are the greatest, خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ, the very best community raised unto humanity. And how much do we know about them? And that should be a personal commitment to learn more about the companions and family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, عن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مفاتيح الجنة شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله رواه الإمام أحمد. So Mu'adh ibn Jabal relates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, the keys to paradise are to bear witness that there is no God but God, that there is no God but Allah. This is related by Imam Ahmad. And one of the early Muslims, Wahab ibn Munabbih, so Shaykh Yusuf al-Nabahani mentions this, Imam al-Bukhari mentions this quote, ta'liqan. Imam al-Bukhari, in the text of Sahih al-Bukhari, includes only hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he makes ta'liq. He mentions certain things, and also he'll mention them sometimes without their chain of transmission, mu'allaqan, in his chapter headings. So one of the early Muslims, Wahab ibn Munabbih, was asked that, قِيلَ لَهُ أَلَيْسَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ مِفْتَاحُ الْجَنَّةِ وَهَبْ بِن مُنَبِّه was asked, isn't لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ the key to paradise? قَالَ بَلَى, he said, indeed it is. وَلَكِنْ لَيْسَ مِفْتَاحٌ إِلَّا وَلَهُ أَسْنَانٌ, he said, indeed it is, but however, there is no key except that it has grooves, right? Literally in Arabic, teeth, right? That it has grooves, right? Each of which is like a tooth, right? فَإِن جِئْتَ بِمِفْتَاحٍ لَهُ أَسْنَانٍ فُتِحَ لَكْ وَإِلَّا لَمْ يُفْتَحْ لَكْ. And he said, if you come with a key that has grooves, the door will open for you. You have a key that has literally its teeth, the door will open to you. Otherwise, it will not open. وقصد بالأسنان العمل بالطاعات واجتناب المعاصي. And what's meant by the teeth, you know, the grooves, are acting on the acts of obedience and avoiding sins. Right? But this tells you, of course, of the great salvific consequence of La ilaha illallah, right? For which we must have gratitude. It is that gratitude for the gift of La ilaha illallah that should lead us to all إلى المسارعة, to rush to righteous deeds. Which is why it's come that all praise is due to Allah for the blessing of Islam, and it's sufficient, it is, as blessing. وَكَفَى بِهَا مِنْ نِعْمَةِ. The tenth hadith, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, إذا أحسن أحدكم إسلامه فكل حسنة يعملها تكتب بعشر أمثالها إلى 700 ضعف, وكل سيئة يعملها تكتب بمثلها حتى يلقى الله. رواه البخاري ومسلم. So Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه relates that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that if one of you makes good their Islam, then every good deed that they perform is written for them as 10 of its kind, right? Meaning it's rewarded tenfold, up to 700 times. While every bad deed that one of you does is written as just one bad deed until they meet Allah. So you're dealing with a generous Lord. Right? That's another thing to be grateful for. But the key here in the hadith is, إِذَا أَحْسَنَ أَحَدُكُمْ إِسْلَامَهُ. If any of you makes good their Islam, and making good their Islam, it begins with the inward commitment. Right? Islam is an istislamun baatini. يَنْشَأُ مِنْهُ إِنْقِيَادٌ ظَاهِرِ. As the ulama of Aqidah explain, Islam is an inward submission and surrender. You surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You commit to obey Him. You commit to please Him. Right? Which is why Imam al-Tahawi says in his creed that one's feet are not firm upon Islam except on the grounding of istislam, of complete surrender. That is to make good one's Islam. That you have the attitude of sami'na wa ata'na. We hear and we obey. Why? Because we accept without reluctance. And if one does so, and then to the extent that from making good one's Islam, right, which is Islam to Allah, right? To the extent that you seek Allah through your submission, are your deeds multiplied. But because you are seeking Allah in life, then such a person, their bad deeds are less weighty than the deeds of the one who is not committed to seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Though they say at the same time that كُلَّمَا ارْتَفَعَتْ مَنْزِلَةُ الْعَبْدِ كَانَتِ الْعُقُوبَةُ أَسْرَعُ إليه. That as a servant's rank rises with Allah, punishment comes faster to them. Meaning that Allah, they will witness the divine correction, right, the divine reproach in their life much faster. Because the standard is higher. The standard is higher. Because the more you know, the more you understand, the more responsibility you have. Okay? So, it's like, that's common sense. Someone comes to the hub and they don't know that you don't throw wet things in the garbage. They threw something wet in the garbage. But if you know, you're more responsible. Okay? You know our coffee laws. We have coffee laws here at the hub. If you don't know, you're less responsible than someone who does. Nasallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عن أبي أمامة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رجلا سأل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما الإيمان. So Abu Umama, may Allah be well pleased with him, said that a man asked the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, what is faith? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا صرتك حسنتك وساءتك سيئتك فأنت مؤمن. The Prophet ﷺ said, if you are pleased, if you are made happy by your good deeds, and you are saddened by your bad deeds, then you are a believer. The Prophet ﷺ came not as a mere teacher. He came as a guide. So when the Prophet ﷺ was asked about something, he did not just give a knowledge answer. And this is the role of the scholars as well. Like if you ask them, what is Iman? Now, you're a mu'min. So unless you give them a reason to give you a merely knowledge answer, their concern is not to give you a ma'luma, a point of knowledge. Their point is to give you al-ilmu nafi'a, knowledge that benefits, which is ilmu ma yadulluka ala Allah, knowledge that will point you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the a believing companion comes and says, what is faith? The Prophet ﷺ did not give merely sort of what the theoretical understanding of faith is. Faith is to confirm as true that which the Messenger of Allah ﷺ has come with. But he gave one of the signs of the strength of faith. Right? Something that you can measure yourself with to know the health of your faith. Because there is mere faith, and sound faith, and perfected faith. You can look at faith as being at three levels. Right? Mere faith, proper faith, and perfected faith. Mere faith is that you accept as true that which the Messenger of Allah has come with. Sound faith is faith that is such that you're acting on its consequences. Which is that you believe and you affirm that you believe and you strive to act accordingly. Right? And then there's perfected faith, which is that one attains the qualities of the truly faithful servants of Allah, the pinnacle and result of which is to worship Allah as though one beholds Him. A sign of healthy faith or sound faith is if your good deeds make you happy and your bad deeds make you sad, right? But why? Because the good is what Allah deems to be good and the bad is what Allah deems to be bad, right? So a good deed is a deed that is pleasing to Allah. And the believer is one who's pleased by what is pleasing to Allah. So if they did a bad deed, they're saddened not because I did a bad deed, but because this is displeasing to Allah. Right? This is displeasing to Allah. They have that sense of wanting to please Allah and not wanting to displease Allah. So their good deeds make them pleased, but the surur, this pleasure is a dangerous quality. Because there's the surur, they say sururu hururin, wa huwa sururu bin nafs. The pleasure of delusion is being pleased with oneself. I did the good deed. That's not the believer. Rather, the believer is one who man wajida khayran falyahmadillah. Whoever finds the good, let them praise Allah. The sururu shukrin. Who is pleased here from their good deed out of gratitude to Allah, and happy because of the favor of Allah. And of course, there's many causes of happiness in a good deed. And who's saddened by their bad deeds. And this, of course, is also the root of repentance. The true believer is in good because the very nature of a believer is that they're repentant. Because they're remorseful if they do a bad deed. Right? A true believer would not accept any bad that they're doing. Which is why, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. How strange are the affairs of a true believer, said the Prophet ﷺ. Because everything ends up being for their good. The true believer, they would never just say, well, I commit that sin. They would always be remorseful, they would always regret, and that is repentance. And they would always be striving to change. Then the man asked, فَمَا الْإِثْمِ. So what is sin? And again, the Prophet ﷺ did not give an academic definition of sin. A sin is that which is in contravention to the command of Allah. Yeah? But rather, he said, إِذَا حَاكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ شَيْءٌ فَدَعْهُ. Right? This is also called, sort of in, called جَوَابُ حَكِيمٌ. This is a wise answer. You're not answering what the person says, but you're answering according to what the person needs and will benefit from. Right? جَوَابُ حَكِيمٌ. The Prophet ﷺ said, when asked what is sin, he said, if it is unsettled within you, if anything remains unsettled within you, then leave it. If anything is unsettled within you, meaning you're not comfortable with. Right? The hadith of the man, and the hadith is in the 49, a man came to the Prophet ﷺ and he asked him, did you come to ask about جِئْتَ تَسْأَلُ عَنِ الْبِرِّ. Have you come to ask about righteousness? And the man hadn't said anything. He'd just been thinking about it. He hadn't told anyone. He came up to the Prophet ﷺ, and it said it was after Fajr prayer. Right? And the Prophet ﷺ, have you come to ask about righteousness? He said, and the Prophet ﷺ told him. Right? And about sin. وَالْإِثْمُ مَحَاكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ وَكَرِهْتَ أَنْ يَطَّلِعَ عَلَيْهِنَا. A sin, a sign of a sin is something that you're not comfortable with and that you wouldn't like other people to see. That such thing, leave it. Of course, what this requires to have a sound spiritual sense, you need basic knowledge. At least. الْحَلَالُ بَيِّنْ وَالْحَرَامُ بَيِّنْ. The lawful is clear and the unlawful is clear. At least, if you don't have that amount, the basic amount of knowledge, then you don't know why you're not comfortable with something. Because it just could be pure confusion. But once you have a certain degree of religious, of basic religious literacy and awareness, and some degree of spiritual consciousness, basic spiritual consciousness, then anything that makes you uncomfortable, you may not know, okay, yeah, that's haram or that's makruh, but you're not comfortable with it, then leave it until you are sure. Right? You're not comfortable with it, leave it. And if you're still inclined towards it, either because there appears to be a need in it or a benefit in it, or you want it for some reason, then make sure. Right? Until then, because it could be sinful. Right? Some things you're not comfortable because it is likely to be sinful, if you're honest with yourself. So I keep getting asked random crazy questions. Can I ... right? And so many people don't act on the basis of knowledge, right? That there's a difference between assessing a political candidate and listening to sinful speech, right? And you know, we don't need to go into the details of the specifics of different accusations about a person to distance. Particularly, like if you're a Canadian, you're not even voting in the U.S. elections. Why do you need to know about what this one accused him of this? And you watch the interview, and you do this. Just ask yourself, okay? Are you comfortable with that? Now, having basic religious awareness would make you aware that no, there's things that one does not busy oneself with, right? But a key to that, that's part of why we seek to have a clean heart, right? A heart that is not occluded by sin and heedlessness, so that we have clarity about moral choices, right? And when one's unclear about a moral choice, then there is a possibility that this would be a wrong choice. So you leave it until you can achieve clarity regarding it. And we'll continue from this hadith. Next, we'll look at Imam Zarnuji's work, Ta'lim al-Muta'allim, Instruction of the Student on the Ways of Learning. And the author has been talking about high resolve and determination in seeking knowledge. Right, we're looking at Ta'lim al-Muta'allim, Instructing the Student on the Ways of Learning. So it says, وَقَدْ قِيلَ It has been said, الْكَسَلُ مِنْ قِلَّةِ التَّأَمُّلِ فِي مَنَاقِبِ الْعِلْمِ وَفَضَائِلِهِ It's been said that laziness is from the lack of reflecting on the qualities of knowledge and its virtues. مَنَاقِب, مَنْقَبَ is a distinguishing quality, which is why biographies of the righteous are all a distinguishing quality or distinguishing trait. They're also called مَنَاقِب, distinguishing qualities. وفضائل and virtues. فضيلة, a فضل, الفضل هو زيادة. Right? And a فضيلة is زيادة في الخير. Right? فضل in the Arabic language is something that's increase. من فضل وضوئه, from leftover water of their wudu, for example. So فضل is extra. And فضيلة is a ziyada fi janib al-khayr. Fadila, a virtue, is an increase in the direction of good. Just as brainworthy excess is called fudul, from the same root. But fudul is in the wrong direction. Fada'il is plural of fadila, is virtues. فَيَنْبَغِي لِلْمُتَعَلِّمِ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ نَفْسَهُ عَلَى التَّحْصِيلِ وَالْجِدِّ وَالْمُوَاظَبَةِ بِالتَّأَمُّلِ فِي فَضَائِلِ الْعِلْمِ So it befits the seeker of knowledge to direct themselves to attainment, to direct themselves towards attainment. عَلَى التَّحْصِيلِ أي تَحْصِيلِ الْعِلْمِ Towards attainment means towards attainment of knowledge. وَالْجِدِّ And in striving in attaining knowledge. وَالْمُوَاظَبَةِ And to be consistent in that. These are the three interrelated qualities. How? بِالتَّأَمُّلِ By reflecting. That change begins with reflection. فِي فَضَائِلِ الْعِلْمِ In the virtues of knowledge. And one of the places to look in that is رِيَاضُ الصَّالِحِينَ, the chapter on the virtues of knowledge, as key hadiths and Quranic verses. Imam al-Ghazali's Book of Knowledge is brilliant, and alhamdulillah, now it's available in a good English translation. And he says, فَإِنَّ الْعِلْمَ يَبْقَى بِبَقَاءِ الْمَعْلُومَاتِ Because knowledge remains as long as the things that can be known remain. So knowledge remains. وَالْمَالُ يَفْنَى But wealth perishes. Your wealth won't last. وَكَمَا قَالَ أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلِيُّ بْنُ أَبِي طَالِبْ كَرَّمَ اللَّهُ وَجْهَ As is related from Ali ibn Abi Talib that he said, رَضِينَ قِسْمَةَ الْجَبَّارِ فِينَا لَنَا عِلْمٌ وَلِلْأَعْدَاءِ مَالُ فَإِنَّ الْمَانَ فَإِنَّ الْمَالَ يَفْنَى عَنْ قَرِيبٍ وَإِنَّ الْعِلْمَ يَبْقَى لَا يَزَالُ He says, we are content with the apportioning of the overpowering Lord over us. We have knowledge and our enemies have wealth. For wealth perishes quickly and knowledge lasts and is never extinguished. نسأل الله حفظ العلم والعلم النافع يحصل به حسن الذكر And through beneficial knowledge one attains good mention. Right? Good mention. ultimate good mention with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but good mention in this life. Why? Because the human being, by one of the necessary consequences of their neediness, is that the human being is in need, has an intrinsic need to feel respected. Which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. We have honored the children of Adam. And expressing respect to others and not disrespecting them is very important in the Sharia. And certain types of insults are criminal. If you insult someone in certain ways, it's criminal. Accusing them of certain sins, etc., it's criminal. Why? Because it's going against the good name of a person in society, which they need to be in good standing in society. But beneficial knowledge gives a person good mention. وَيَبْقَى ذَلِكَ بَعْدَ وَفَاتِهِ. And that remains even after their passing away. فَإِنَّهُ حَيَاتٌ أَبَدِيَّةٌ. Because it is eternal life. It is lasting life. The good mention remains in this life, but what matters, it is eternal in its consequence. أَنْشَدَنَا الشَّيْخُ الْإِمَامُ الْأَجَلُ ظَهِيرُ الدِّينِ مُفْتِي الْأُمَّةِ مُفْتِي الْأَئِمَّةِ حسن بن علي المعروف بالمرغيناني. This is ظهير الدين المرغيناني. This is other than برهان الدين المرغيناني. So this distinguished scholar of many long titles, Imam ظهير الدين المرغيناني. He said, الجاهلون فموت قبل موتهم والعالمون وإن ماتوا فأحياؤوا. He said, the ignorant, they're dead before their death. And as for those who know, even if they die, they're alive. وَانْشَدَنَا شَيْخُ الْإِسْلَامُ بُرْهَانُ الدِّينِ. And he keeps referring, he said, شَيْخُ الْإِسْلَامُ بُرْهَانُ الدِّينِ, meaning Al-Marghinani, the author of the Hidayah, he related to us, وَفِي الْجَهْلِ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ موت لأهله فأجسامهم قبل القبور قبور وإن امرؤ لم يحيا بالعلم ميت وليس له حين النشور نشور. Says, in ignorance before death there is death for its people, for their bodies even before the grave are like graves. And if a person does not come to life through knowledge, they're dead. And then they will not have upon resurrection any resurrection. Okay? That the basis of benefit in life is to know. Right? Is to know. وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ. Surah Al-Asr reminds us of that. The man is indeed in loss, except those who believe and do righteous deeds, and who call one another to truth. But before calling others to one another to truth, you must know. Because if you don't know, you cannot have faith. Because faith is to confirm as true what you know to be true. Righteous deeds are only possible if you know what it means to be sincere to Allah, and you know what is sound action with Allah. You cannot call to truth unless you know what it is. You cannot call to patience and steadfastness upon the truth unless you know what that is. So all the qualities of the successful, those who are alive in this life and who have a fruitful resurrection, all revolve around beneficial knowledge. وَقَالَ غَيْرُهُ أَخُ الْعِلْمِ حَيٌّ خَالِدٌ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهِ وَأَوْصَافُهُ تَحْتَ التُّرَابِ رَمِيمُ وَأَوْصَالُهُ تحت التراب رميم وذو الجهل ميت وهو يمشي على الثرى يظن من الأحياء وهو عديم. And another said, a person of knowledge is living and remains even after their death. Their limbs, even though their limbs are under the dust, crumbled, and the ignorant are dead even if they're walking upon the stars. They're considered alive, but they are nothing. Haba'an manthura. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about those who come on the Day of Judgment and their actions are like dust, become like dust that scatters. وقال آخر, another said, he likes poetry a lot. حياة القلب علم فاغتنمه وموت القلب جهل فاجتنبه. Another said, the life of hearts is knowledge, so make the most of it. So profit from it. And the death of heart is ignorance, so avoid it. اغتنم, غنيمة is profit. اغتنم is acquire profit. اغتنم, افتعل, acquire profit. جنب is to put something to, جنب is aside. اجتنب is to put, is to cast it aside, meaning avoid it. To give your jamb to it. Right? Leave it aside. And then he quotes a lengthy poem by Imam Al-Marghinani again. But you see his great respect for his teacher. He keeps mentioning him. He could just say, Qala Shaykhuna, our teacher said. Every time he mentions, Qala, وَنْشَدَنَا الشَّيْخ الْأُسْتَاذ شَيْخُ الْإِسْلَامِ بُرْهَانَ الدِّينِ. And he loved him dearly, and partly because the author of the Hidayah, like many of the, like the great scholars of Islam, they're worthy of being loved. And we'll look at that from next class. The point here being to really appreciate what knowledge is and to thereby make the most of it. In seeking it, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knowledge that benefits and hearts that are illumined by acting upon knowledge. وَمَنْ يَسَلْكُ عِلْمًا نَافِعًا وَقَلْبًا خَاشِعًا وَشِفَاءً مِنْ كُلِّ دَاءٍ اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا من فضلك علما وعملا وإخلاصا يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد معلم الناس الخير وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Thank you for listening to The Rauha, Daily Guidance for Seekers with Sheikh Faraz Rabbani. Help Seekers Hub give light to millions around the world by supporting us through monthly donations by going to seekershub.org/donate. Your donations are tax-deductible in the U.S. and Canada.